This is GLT's Talkin' Blues. I'm John Norton, and our guest for the next 30 minutes is Chicago blues man John Primer. Primer was in the very last incarnation of the Muddy Waters Band before the legend passed away in the early 1980s. We'll talk about Muddy Waters, we'll talk about the Rolling Stones, and we'll talk about the latest project he's involved with, a tribute album to his one-time boss on the 100th anniversary of his birth. Here's John Primer from the album Muddy Waters 100 on GLT's Talkin' Blues.
Got my mojo working, but it just won't work on you. Got my mojo working, but it just won't work on you. I wanna love you so bad till I don't know what to do.
Got My Mojo Working is the name of the song. The album is called Muddy Waters 100. And John Primer from the album joins us here on GLT's Talkin' Blues. First of all, it's nice to talk to you again, John. And a wonderful album. And the first thing I noticed the very first time I listened to the album was the opening track, which is a classic Muddy Waters song. But it's got some beats on this song that I wasn't expecting in a tribute album, especially coming from you. It's a wonderful release.
Man, he surprised me too. I didn't know it was going to come out like that either. I didn't do it that way in the studio, so they changed it around. I did it original stuff, but it did the studio. Yeah, they did all of that, and I wasn't even involved with it.
Okay, so that wasn't your vision behind the album?
That's me. I'm playing on everything, singing and everything, but mixing and all that stuff, I didn't have nothing to do with it.
So
I got through my part in the studio, yeah.
Was that your producer, Larry Scholar, who was behind that then?
Yeah. He did all that. I mean, it's good. They did a good job. I didn't have no idea it was going to be like, you know, coming out that way.
Do you consider this a John Primer album?
I consider it a Muddy Waters, but it's all about Muddy. I'm singing, but my name is up there like the rest of them that are playing on there in that category. That's the Muddy Waters 100 years tribute.
Well, they call it a tribute from John Primer with special guests, so that's why it looks like your name is front and center on this.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Got my mojo working.
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 Got my mojo working, but it just won't work on you.
Well, what did you think of the sound when it came out then?
I think it was great, man.
Because it walks a fine line between, reverence for Muddy Waters and some different sounds that doesn't make it stuck in the 1950s.
Right, yeah. But, it's nice what they did it, yeah. I'm the kind of guy that when I do mine, they're going to be like, that's going to be original stuff, keeping it alive, but original music. Woods, but it's going to be the same blues. I'm not going to change the blues format. My stuff, that's their stuff, you know. All I do is work and get some gigs from it, but it's based on the 100 years of Muddy Waters, though, because everybody asking me why I didn't play a lot of guitar on there, why I didn't play much lead. That's the only problem with it. I'm not playing enough lead on it. Everybody tells me that. So it sounds great, though. It's a good thing. I hope it win a Grammy. Yeah, it's a nice CD. I love it, you know. I like the way they changed it. Yeah.
Well, that's
I'm just surprising with it. That's all what I do with it.
Well, that's two train running. Well, there ain't no one never going my way. Well, now one running at midnight and the other one run just before day. It run just before day. It run just before day. Oh Lord, showing up the hill. Oh well, oh, 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 oh. Somebody help me, oh, with these blues. Well, now she the one I'm loving. She sure do hate the blues. I do hate to lose. I do hate to lose. I do hate to lose. Oh Lord, sure enough I do. Oh well.
Muddy himself, then. You worked with him for, what, the last 4 years of his life?
Yeah, more 4 years.
Yeah, and it sounds like the two of you became fairly close, at least professionally, if not personally?
Yeah, just professional work, man. He was great guy to work for, yeah. It's all about business, yeah. All work and no play.
That's how Muddy was as a band leader?
Yeah, he worked business, yeah. Great guy. Play whatever you want when you come to the bandstand. When he comes to the bandstand, play his station. That's exactly what he said.
Well, I would imagine you learn a lot about band leading by playing in a band with someone like that, yeah.
Yeah, I learned a lot. Do things, you know, I already knew, but I learned more from him, yeah. Playing with all the great guys, you know, Teresa Lowndes and stuff, Junior Wells and all them people, you know, I learned. But Muddy, he put the icing on the cake for me.
I'm ready. Ready as anybody can be. I'm ready. Ready as anybody can be. I'm ready for you. I hope you're ready for me. I got a action pistol on the graveyard frame. Shoot tombstone, but awaiting balls and chains. I'm drinking G&G. I'm smoking dynamite. I
I'm ready, ready as anybody can be. I am ready for you, I hope you ready for me. All your pretty little chicks with the curly little hair, I know you feel like I ain't nowhere. Stop what you're doing, baby, come over here. I'm ready as anybody can be. I am ready for you. I hope you're ready for me.
You played with a number of bigger names over the years, but with Muddy himself, what did you take away from him while you were playing with him?
Actually, I didn't take anything, but you can't take that from Muddy Waters. He was the main. You know, all I did was just learn from him. I learned how to play more slide. I could play slide, but I learned more how to play it the way he played, right, way he played slide. And my voice is just not the way I sing. I don't try to sing like Muddy. I just sing to learn his stuff and sing it. You can tell it's me singing on there. To me, on that CD, I sound like me.
Before. I feel so good, I want you to know. One more drink, I wish you would. I take a whole lot of loving to make me feel good, cause I'm ready. Ready as anybody can be. I am ready for you. I hope you're ready for me.
Johnny Winter played on I'm Ready, and Johnny was credited with jump-starting Muddy's career back in the late mid to late 1970s. Did you and Johnny Winter ever work together with Muddy?
No, not at the band. Two shows in New York at the Beacon Theater and different places, and Chicago Blues Fest. He came special guest a few times until Muddy got his band together, you know. He came out a special guest on the show, worked with him, yeah. Got a video at the Chicago Blues Fest where he came up and gave me a solo and fanned me with the hat, with his hat in my hand, with his hat.
Did you ever see the effect that Johnny had on Muddy, or did Muddy ever talk about the effect?
Oh, yeah. But he never said that. He's a bad man. That's all Muddy would say. He's a bad man. Yeah, Johnny, they were real good buddies, yeah. Johnny, you the boss.
John Primer is the voice you're hearing. We're talking about the new tribute album to Muddy Waters. It's called Muddy Waters 100. John is the lead name on the album. A lot of special guests, including the late Johnny Winter, but Shamika Copeland, James Cotton, Bob Margolin. And I want to ask you about that right now, and that you're part of a real special fraternity of those who did play with Muddy Waters, and you know, including Johnny and James and Bob Margolin. James played with Muddy for a good 10 years in the band together. What's your relationship with James Cotton been?
Oh, we're good friends. Good buddies, yeah. I worked in James' band back in the days, yeah. Sometimes, you know, go on the road with him. I used to go on the road with James Cotton, yeah. When Muddy got sick and I started playing Magic Slim, and then after that, I played with Cotton sometime, you know. And the house band at Teresa, I would. He'd come off the road and he'd come down there and work. He would always come to Teresa, yeah. He never used his band down there every once in a while, but favorite house band, yeah. Cotton was a great guy. He's a good guy.
I got a letter this morning. My wife had a brand new baby girl. When I got the news, I was halfway around the world. Ain't that good news? Oh, boy, that's good news. Oh, boy, that's good news. What my baby said. You know I'm leaving in the morning, and I'm on my way home. When I get there, gonna rock that woman in my arms. That's good news. Oh, boy, that's good news. Oh, boy, that's good news.
John Primer. The album is called Muddy Waters 100. You know that film is out there of when the Rolling Stones showed up at the Checkerboard in 1981, I think it was, right before Muddy passed away?
Right, yeah.
Is that you on stage?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought. So.
All night. I didn't even take a break.
Oh, really?
But it wouldn't let me, stay up there, wouldn't keep the band together.
So,
You stay up. Those guys surprised me. They came by that night. It was a good video. We had fun there, yeah.
Oh, you didn't know they were coming that night.
It was a rumor that they supposed to, that was the deal, they supposed to show up. I mean, Muddy Waters didn't probably know they was coming, but, you know, I'm looking, who would be that Rolling Stone? I never met him. But I said, no, they ain't coming down here, because another guy there would always come to town to see him when he playing the Checkerboard Lounge, used to be by the guys old club,
mm-hmm.
And the name was Lefty Diaz. And they'd always come to town, they would come to see the Diaz, Lefty Diaz.
Yeah, it got awful crowded up on that stage after a while.
Oh, man, I'm telling you, everybody was drunk. You look at them. Everybody was drunk with me and the drummer, the bass player drank, but piano player, he didn't drink, and guitar player, Mojo, but all the better guys, all those guys, they were lit up. You keep Richard off me a cigarette. I didn't even smoke. I took the cigarette and I got smoke.
Still open, Mick Jagger! Why don't you sing a couple of verses?
Baby, please don't go down to New Orleans.
Because I love you so. Before I be your dog.
Do you ever get together with people or talk to other folks that were in Muddy's band that are still alive?
No, I don't. I don't see these people, yeah. Sometimes I talk to the bass player I used to play with Muddy Mac Arnold, Carolina. Yeah, I talk to him sometimes, yeah. The drummer, I saw him in the weekend that used to play with Muddy when I was in the band, Ray Allison. But then the other guys, I talk to Bob sometime when we do shows. I don't just call him and talk to him personally, but I see him, you know, I talk to him. They're all good guys.
Why don't you live so God can use you anywhere or anytime?
Why don't you live so God can use you anywhere, Lord, anytime? Why don't you think so God can use you anywhere, Lord, anytime? Why don't you think so God can use you anywhere, Lord, anytime? Why don't you moan so God can use you anywhere, Lord, anytime? Why don't you moan so God can use you anywhere, Lord, anytime? You
moan so
God can use you anywhere, Lord, anytime. Why don't you moan so God can use you anywhere, Lord, anytime? Why don't you sing so God can use you anywhere, Lord, anytime? Why don't you sing so God can use you anywhere, Lord, anytime?
The album is called Muddy Waters 100. Why don't you live so God can use you? And I've always liked that song, but I never realized that Muddy wrote that song.
He wrote it. Because they put it on there. It's on the CD, everything that he's written. So he must have wrote it.
Yeah. Well, they gave him credit for writing it. I'm like, I did not know Muddy wrote that song.
Huh. I didn't either.
If I could ask you about a couple of more songs. The very last one on the album is more right up the traditional. It's, Feel Like Going Home. They kept everything else pretty much out of there other than the traditional. Did you like the way that one came out?
Oh, yeah. I like the way that stuff came out. The few I did on there, just Still a Fool. That one and I like the way they came out, yeah.
Well, the way they did it and the way they packaged the whole thing, it was obvious that they're like, all right, we're going to make some money on this thing.
I believe so. Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah, well, we're hoping you're getting some of that money, too, you know?
Well, I don't know. The only way I'm going to get some of that money is go out and do gigs. I get a lot of gigs from that tour and stuff. That's what I'm talking about.
While it's getting late on the evening, I feel like going back home. When I woke up this morning, all I had was gone. Getting late on the evening, I feel like blowing my horn. Well now, woke up this morning, all I had was gone. Well, brook runs the ocean one, and to the sea. If I don't find my baby, somebody sure gone baby. Meanwhile, brook runs the ocean, and the ocean run into the sea. Well, now my
Well, minutes seem like an hour, seem like a day. Seem like my baby on the stopper. Oh, leave away. Minutes seem like an hour seem just like a day. Ooh, well, all the stop a mean evil way.
Well, John Primer, thanks for sharing your thoughts on Muddy, on this great tribute album, Muddy Waters 100, and appreciate your time, and love the album.
Yeah, me too, man. I hope it goes so well, man. And good talking to you. And I hope we talk again with my new CD gonna come out. I'm getting ready to do my own too, you know.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
I was waiting for that one to come out so I can do mine, you know.
Well, we'll do another one when your CD comes out then.
Yeah, we'll let you know. Yeah, I'll let you know. Lisa, let you know and everything. We're talking again.
I had a little corn. I put it in a sack. I got it to the mill. Have to bring it all back. What's the matter with the mill?
It's done broke down.
What's the matter with the mill?
It's done broke down.
I can't get no griming. Tell me what's the matter with the mill. Some people say that a preacher won't steal. I caught one down in my cornfield. What's the matter with the mill?
It's done broke down.
What's the matter with the mill?
It's done broke down.
I can't get no griming. Tell me what's the matter with the mill. One had a pet, other one had a cornfield around his neck. What's the matter with the mill?
It's done broke down.
What's the matter with the mill?
It's done broke down.
I can't get no griming. Tell me what's the matter with the mill?
What's the matter with the mill?